Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. Today, we will start a new topic, very interesting, which is the ascension of Jesus Christ. By the way, Islam clearly teaches that Jesus was lifted up to be with God and is alive today. For example, Surah 4, we read, Allah raised him unto himself. Allah raised Jesus unto himself. In addition, there are many hadith. I studied the hadith, which is a record of what Muhammad said and did. The hadith support the ascension of Jesus emphatically. Generally, the Muslim world believes that God lifted up Jesus bodily into heaven and that he went up alive to heaven. This is very interesting. Why? Because the word of God we study in the gospel, we read clearly the ascension of Jesus Christ. For example, the gospel according to Jesus' disciple Mark, chapter 16, verse 19, we read, after the Lord Jesus had spoken to his disciples, he was taken up into heaven. Also, you can see Jesus' ascension account in the gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, verses 49 to 53, and Acts, chapter 1, verses 9 to 11, very clearly stated in the gospel. We see that both the Quran and the Bible teach that Jesus ascended not just into heaven, but indeed into the ultimate presence of God. The Quran and the Bible agree on the fact that Jesus Christ is alive in heaven to this day. Wow! Many Muslim scholars claim that God raised Jesus to himself in order to save him from the crucifixion by the Jews. My friend, it is difficult to accept the theory that God took Jesus up to himself just as an escape route to rescue him from the hands of the Jews. Share with your Muslim friend. First of all, God could have used a less dramatic way to deliver Jesus. We have an example in the gospel, according to Jesus' disciple Matthew chapter 2, when Herod wanted to kill Jesus, an angel warned Joseph in a dream and told him to take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt. I'm so glad because Egypt is my home country. I was born and raised in Egypt. Okay, furthermore, Jesus could have saved himself, of course, from the hands of the Jews. Because according to the Bible and the Quran agrees, Jesus had the ability to know the unseen. Okay, according to the gospel, according to Jesus' disciple Matthew, chapter 16, verse 21, and according to the Quran, Surah 3, verse 49, Jesus had the ability to know the unseen. Also, Jesus had the ability to perform miracles, the greatest miracles. We read that, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 23, and Surah 5, verse 110. My friend, the Bible explains the reason for Jesus' ascension. According to the gospel, Jesus is the eternal Son of God, and heaven is his permanent home. Therefore, it was impossible for him, after he accomplished his mission on earth, to return to dust like all other prophets and men naturally do. Right? Makes sense. Rather, He returned to heaven from where he came. He returned to heaven from where he came. Jesus said, "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me." Wow! You can read that in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 6, verse 38. Every wonderful thing Jesus Christ did on earth, my friend, like healing the sick, giving food to the hungry people, forgiving the sins of sinners, is a revelation of God's heart of love. That's why Jesus came. Jesus' words, which I just read to you, "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me," reveals his full knowledge of the divine will of God. Wow! Jesus' words flow from his personal union with God the Father. Jesus Christ is united to God in one spirit from all eternity. He took an additional nature, a human nature, and came to earth as God's ambassador. While living on earth, Jesus was subject to God's authority. He dwelt among us. Jesus had two natures, one divine and one human, united in one man. Jesus' descent from heaven refers to the nature which he had prior to his birth from the Virgin Mary. Even the Quran interestingly stated clearly that Jesus is a spirit from God. The title "Spirit from God," which the Quran gave to Jesus, supports that Jesus was not a creature made from dust, but was the eternal spirit who took on human flesh. The Quranic statement "Spirit from God" affirms the pre-existence of Jesus before his miraculous conception on earth. My friend, Jesus was willing to obey God no matter the personal cost. We can see Jesus' submission and voluntary surrender to God the Father's will. The will of God the Father is that Jesus would be the Savior of the world, you Savior, and give eternal life to whoever believes in him. When you believe in what Jesus did for you, paying the penalty for your sins, you will be saved. My friend, if you rejected Jesus and refused to believe who he is and did not accept what he accomplished for you through his death on the cross, if you rejected Jesus the Son, you are automatically in the same time rejecting God the Heavenly Father. Jesus said, "I came down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me." My friend, Jesus did not live to satisfy and please his human desires and passion. He never acted motivated by his selfish, sinful human motives because he never had sinful nature. For example, Muhammad, I studied Muhammad's life in law school, and throughout my life, I was a defense lawyer in Egypt, so I had the chance to know how to do a research, and we read from Al-Tabari, one of the, if not the most greatest Muslim historian, that Muhammad married a total of 15 women, 11 of them at one time. Anas ibn Malik, which Muslims rely on his writing all over the Muslim world, he said Muhammad used to visit all 11 of his wives in one night. Muhammad also had 4 concubines. They were his slaves. He had physical relationship cohabits with them without being married. My friend, Jesus was unlike that. Jesus said in the gospel, according to his disciple John, that he came down from heaven not to do his will, but to do the will of God who sent him. Jesus also said in John 6, verse 58, "I am the true bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever." My friend, I invite you now to eat the bread that God sent to you through receiving Jesus Christ in your heart and in your life as your Lord and Savior. We need to break now. However, there is more to come. So please stay with me.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is one, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and two, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
Welcome back. So today we are going to finish the topic of Jesus' ascension. Jesus is the eternal Son of God, and heaven is His permanent home. Therefore, it was impossible for Him, after He accomplished His mission on earth, to return to the dust like all other prophets and men naturally do. Rather, He returned to heaven from where He came. Jesus said, I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of Him who sent me. This is very important for our Muslim friends to know that Jesus came to glorify God and to do God's will. And we also read in the gospel, according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 8, that Jesus told the Jews, you are from below, I am from above, you are of this world, I am not of this world. The Quran said in Surah 4 that Jesus is a spirit proceeding from God. Very interesting. I like those interesting verses in the Quran. And it seems fitting, my friend, that only he who came from God could go back to be with God. Don't you agree? According to the Bible, after Jesus died and completed his work on the cross, he was reunited with God the Father. The ascension of Jesus Christ meant the end of his earthly ministry and the beginning of his heavenly ministry. It also meant that God accepted Jesus' service and sacrifice on our behalf. All right, my dear friend, Jesus Christ is, without a doubt, higher than all creation. He is alive with the Heavenly Father today. That's why He is our intercessor. It is amazing. Jesus' divine nature makes Him at home with the majesty and the holiness of God the Father. All right. Now we will start another unique feature in Jesus' life, which is the second coming of Jesus. Now, while Islam and Christianity differ on the details of the second coming of Jesus, both acknowledge that Jesus is coming back to earth. This event is referred to as the second coming of Jesus. And as you know, I like to talk from the Quran and from the Bible, but our focus, of course, is in the gospel, because we believe that the gospel is the word of God, which we obey and follow and try to understand. However, in the Quran, Surah 43 states, Jesus is in fact a sign for the coming of the hour of doom. Wow. Abdullah Yusuf Ali, of course, one of the most internationally acknowledged translator and commentator of the Quran, commented on this verse in his translation of the Quran and wrote, "This is understood to refer to the second coming of Jesus in the last days." Wow! Before the resurrection, when he will destroy the false doctrines that pass under his name. Throughout the centuries, my friend, most Muslim commentators have interpreted Surah 43, verse 61, as a prophecy of Jesus' second coming. It is interesting that this event is prophesied in the Old Testament. Of course, Daniel chapter 7. We read in Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, a prophecy. "In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed." Amazing prophecy. In this prophecy, Prophet Daniel saw in a vision a person like a son of man, referring to the fact that he was human in his appearance. He also saw that this person was given sovereign power and would be worshipped by all. His dominion is everlasting, and he is the king of an eternal kingdom. Hallelujah. Obviously, this one who is like a son of man was more than just a man. Clearly, the prophets declared in the Holy Scripture that the coming Messiah would be far superior than a mere prophet. All right, we read the second coming of Jesus Christ also is confirmed in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple Mark chapter 13, verse 26, which reads, "At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory." Hallelujah! It's going to be an awesome day when Jesus comes back again. According to Muslim theologians, Jesus will return from heaven, heralding the climax of human history, and will assume control over the whole world. Jesus alone is to herald the hour of judgment. Ibn Atiyah, while I was writing my book, I done research. Ibn Atiyah, a distinguished Muslim commentator, one of the most acknowledged commentator in the Islamic world, states that Muslim theologians are unanimous in contending that Jesus Christ is physically alive at present in heaven and is destined to return to this world towards the approach of the last day. Wow! Certainly the hadith, which is what Muhammad said and what Muhammad did, teaches that Jesus will return from heaven in the last days. There are approximately 70 traditions in support of the doctrine of the return of Jesus to earth. All of them are considered to be of unquestioned reliability. My friend, more than that, the Quran states clearly that God controls the day of judgment. Of course, like Surah 1, "In the name of Allah, master of the day of judgment." Significantly, Muhammad said, "Surely Jesus, the son of Mary, will soon descend among you and will judge mankind justly as a just ruler." Wow! Do you know that this a statement that Muhammad said, my wife studied in Al-Azhar Islamic University when she was preparing to become a Muslim teacher. And when she discovered that her father became born again, and they told her, do you want to know more about Jesus? Because she caught him reading the Bible, and he told her, yes, the Bible is about the life of Jesus. If you like to know more, and she said, yes, I like to know more. And he gave her the Gospel of John, and she said, I want to know more because I studied that Jesus is coming back as a just judge, and I have been wondering why Jesus will come to judge mankind. And who is this prophet that knows the intentions of the heart? So anyway, to be continued next program. My friend, Jesus is more than a prophet. Jesus is your savior. He came and paid the penalty for your sins. I invite you to pray with me right now, to put your trust in Jesus alone, to rely on him for the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus, I believe in you. Repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. Jesus, you are my Savior. God, thank you for loving me, for sending Jesus to pay the penalty for my sins. God, I repent. I don't want to live in sin anymore. Thank you, God, for Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you pray this prayer, contact me. Would love to send you some free materials and to congratulate you, rejoice with you. Rest of my audience, let's pray. God will use us to help multitudes of people enjoy his love and salvation.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number, once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy,
samy@gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.